चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
टैक्सेस ऑन एक्सपोर्टेड प्रोडक्ट्स। द कैबिनेट कमेटी ऑन इकोनॉमिक अफेयर्स ऑन फ्राइडे अप्रूव द स्कीम फॉर रिमिशन ऑफ ड्यूटीज एंड टैक्सेस ऑन एक्सपोर्टेड प्रोडक्ट्स, अंडर विच अ मैकेनिज्म विल बी क्रिएटेड फॉर रीइंबर्समेंट ऑफ टैक्सेस, ड्यूटीज एंड लेवीज which are currently not being refunded under any other mechanism but incurred for exported products. The scheme is going to give a boost to the domestic industry and Indian exports, providing a level playing field for Indian producers in the international market so that the domestic taxes and duties are not exported, said Union Minister Piyush Goyal. At present, goods and service taxes along with import and customs duties for inputs required to manufacture exported products are either exempted or refunded. However, certain taxes, duties and levies are outside GST and are not refunded for exports, like the value-added tax on fuel used in transportation, mandi tax and duty on electricity used during manufacturing. These will be covered for reimbursement under the RODTEP scheme, said Goyal while briefing reporters at the CCEA meeting. Under the scheme, an interministerial committee will determine the rates and items for which the reimbursement of taxes and duties will be provided. In line with Digital India, refund under the scheme in the form of transferable duty credit or electronic scrip will be used to the exporters, which will be maintained in an electronic ledger. The scheme will be implemented with end-to-end digitization. The refunds under the RODTEP scheme will be a step towards zero rating of exports, along with refunds such as drawback and IGST. This will lead to the cost competitiveness of exported products in international markets and better employment opportunities in export-oriented manufacturing industries, said Goyal. The rebate will be claimed as a percentage of the freight on board value of exports.